Now, they say the sequel isn't always better than the original. In the case of Victoria, it's far worse. A state of disaster has been declared, with stage 4 restrictions now in place. There's a nighttime curfew. You can't go 5 kilometres from home, and the kids are going back to remote learning. Later today, the Premier, Daniel Andrews, will read thousands of businesses their last rites. They are being forced to close again. It is a disaster. And Tim Smith is the Victorian Liberal MP we speak to regularly on the show. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
Jeff Kennett said to me earlier he didn't like Daniel Andrews using the word disaster, but that's what it is.
Well, Daniel Andrews has declared a disaster because it is a disaster caused by him and his ministers. I mean, let's just be frank. These ministers and Daniel Andrews have blood on their hands. They have so monumentally failed the people of Victoria. People are dying. People are dying because of their total and utter criminal negligence with regards to hotel quarantine and then their inability to perform basic contact tracing over the last couple of weeks. This is an unimaginable debacle for the people of Victoria and indeed Australia. And I think long term, when Melburnians are watching the AFL Grand Final in Brisbane, the spring racing carnival has been cancelled and the tennis is being held somewhere else, I think it'll really strike home just what a long-term disaster that we are currently in, but a long-term economic and indeed reputational disaster this is for Melbourne. This is 20% of the nation's population and economy, and we've been reduced to virtually a third world country.
A hotel quarantine guard was on 60 Minutes last night. He said, when he turned up on his first day, he said, "What do? I don't know what I'm doing." And they said, "Go and ask one of the other security guards." When he went to the other security guard, the other guard said, "I don't know. It's my first day too."
And this is exactly what has caused this disaster. And I heard on 60 Minutes last night the allegations that security guards were sleeping with the guests in the hotels, those in quarantine. They were sleeping with them. I mean, and we wonder how this virus got back out into the community. And it got out into the community because of the total failure of the Andrews Labor government to manage hotel quarantine. And if I see another journalist in Melbourne tweeting about how this has been spread because of people not social distancing at a supermarket, I might scream, Ben. It's not people not social distancing at a supermarket that's caused this. It's been caused by the failures of government. This is the greatest public administration failure in the nation's peacetime history. Be under no illusions that this has been caused by Daniel Andrews and his ministers, and Victorians are paying the price for this morning.
We're starting to get a sense as well that people are no longer just disappointed about the lockdown. They're now mad.
Oh, we are so sick of this man down here. We're just so utterly sick of him. He has so massively stuffed this up. I mean, in the name of God, would he just go and maybe hand over to someone else? I mean, I said on your program last week, we need a federal intervention. We need it now because no one's got any confidence in Andrews and his government to be able to manage this crisis. Well, yesterday he confirmed what a disaster we're in. And then today he's going to decide which industries are going to be closed down and which ones are not going to be closed down. And I suspect it's going to be a roulette wheel of which unions he's close to and which unions he's not close to. The question today, I think, is will he close down the construction industry? He's got a very close relationship with John Secca from the CFMEU. And that grubby union leader, I think, has an enormous power over Daniel Andrews and this government. So I just wonder, will this be a lockdown for everyone? Or will it just be a lockdown for people that aren't mates with Daniel Andrews and this government?
We'll talk again soon, Tim. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
The Victorian Liberal MP, Tim Smith.